So welcome back. I have the great pleasure of introducing someone who, as in our morning session, requires actually very little introduction. Mark Lemley has been a friend, colleague, and mentor to many of you here in the audience and many in our practice area for many years. He, amongst other things, I always think of Mark as perhaps the most cited luminary in our profession, whether that's the Supreme Court law review articles or just in gatherings like this, deferring to items that Mark reveals to us, I guess, in some ways. But this year, Mark is going to talk about a focus topic of functional claiming. And I believe he is on the screen, and I will simply let him get started. Mark, welcome.
Great. Thank you, David. And I'm sorry not to be there in person. I hope the conference is going well. I'm going to talk about functional claiming, which this year pops up in two very different contexts. Background, this is the Advanced Patent Law Institute, so I'm not going to give you much background. But the basic thing to understand is in the early 20th century, patent owners who had just kind of moved in the last few decades to peripheral claims from central claims started experimenting with writing claims that basically took the form anything that actually achieves this result. And those claims, of course, read very broadly. The Supreme Court was skeptical, and in the 1940s, the Supreme Court actually said functional claiming is unlawful. You can't, at the point of novelty, just say anything that performs this function. Congress in 1952 passed compromise legislation. It reenacted functional claiming, but it did so with substantial limits. In what's now Section 112F, the statute says you can write an element in a claim for a combination in the form of a means for performing a specified function without the recital of structure, material, or acts in support thereof. And if you do, we're going to construe that claim to cover the corresponding structure described in the specification and equivalence thereof. So we get sort of an exception to the normal rule of claim construction. If you've got a means plus function claim, then you can not describe the structure. You can write the language to literally say anything that performs this function, but we won't interpret it that way. We will instead interpret it to cover the structure you disclose in the specification that performs those functions and equivalence thereof. All right. So. Why should you care? Well, you should care, of course, if you write means plus function claims, right? If you litigate means plus function claims, you need to know what they cover, what they don't cover. You should also care, though, if you think you don't write means plus function claims, because as you're going to see in the next 45 minutes, you probably do. Or at least the answer is you don't know whether you do. The law is sufficiently confused that the fact that you think you have written something that is not a means plus function claim does not mean that you have in fact written something that is not a means plus function claim. You should also care, for reasons we'll talk about in a minute, if you write any patent claims or litigate any patent claims in the life sciences area, because the recent Supreme Court decision on genus claims in the life sciences, I think, is going to end up significantly affecting whether those claims are permissible and how you might want to write them. If you wrote things that are not in traditional means plus function format, but actually seem, if you think about it, to talk about function rather than structure, you might also claim because, as we'll see, the law is very much in flux. And even if it's not a means plus function claim last year, it might be a means plus function claim this year. And finally, you might care about this because even if you think, because you learned 30 years ago, means plus function claims are terrible and I should avoid them, it turns out that that's not entirely true anymore. And because of a bunch of changes in the law, and in particular because of the Amgen versus Sanofi case, means plus function claiming might turn out in many respects to be a good idea. All right. So let me first start with the biotech side of things and then spend a bunch of time on the software side of things. So.